Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. This is today's special from IRIB English. We have this program every day. But today is so special because today is the martyrdom anniversary of a great commander, of a great general, General Qasim Soleimani.
Chased by wolves, followed by a hawk, on the battlefield you took your final walk. You took my breath when you said goodbye, but then again, heroes never die. Your final words were stay the course. Trust in God, the everlasting source. Don't give in to the enemy's plots. Resist with faith, go against the odds. Your way I follow, oh my hero, unbreakable soul.
Today, Sunday, is the 28th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Accept our condolences on the martyrdom of a great man, General Qasim Soleimani.
Your blood was spilled, but it nourished my roots. I then became a tree with many fruits. The fruits are love, courage, and resolve. You've made me a soldier, so you I salute. Your way I follow, oh my hero.
General Soleimani was a culture, and culture cannot be assassinated. The American terrorists, who have the blood of millions of people in the world on their hands, assassinated General Soleimani in the hope of getting rid of their nightmares. They should know that Soleimani was not a person, a culture based on resistance, defending oppressed, and confronting international terrorism. The culture has originated from the uprising of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him, on the day of Ashura. As the nightmares of Yazid did not end by shedding Imam Hussein's blood and his caliphate was not stabilized, the Yazid nightmare in the White House will not end and will speed up their collapse. The resistance movement against tyranny and arrogance has not been stopped with the assassination of former commanders in Iran, Lebanon, Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, and Syria, and it will be not be terminated this time either.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر. We learn from our narrations that the Imam of our time عليه السلام will avenge the pure blood which was spilt upon the sands of Karbala. It's related that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, surely for the murder of Al-Hussein there is a heat in the hearts of the believers which shall never subside. We now find something similar being mentioned by the leadership. The avenging of this pure blood which was spilled is in fulfilling the mission of these great individuals, of that final victory at the hands of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. The shahada of Shaheed Qasim Soleimani and Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis left a heaviness in all of our hearts, because we realized what exemplary human beings we have now been separated from. We mourned, but the question is, what do we do now? Brothers and sisters, we are living in extremely sensitive and exciting times. We've all heard about the age of the appearance. We've all heard about that magnificent age in which humanity will begin to truly live in this world. This will take place after the reappearance of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam. However, at times it's as if we think this story is destined for a different planet. It's as if this story is just a story we repeat and pass on from generation to generation. But the reality is, this story is absolute truth, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has promised us this magnificent ending. And this ending is for this very world in which we live. Now, when we look at what will happen close to the age of the reappearance, and we evaluate what's happening around us today, this creates an excitement within our hearts. Great things are happening, dear brothers and sisters. And great individuals like Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis and Shaheed Qasim Soleimani are doing their part to ensure they're part of this movement and mission. Would we like it if the Imam alayhi salam reappeared tomorrow, yet we are too embarrassed to look him in the face, to look into his eyes, because we did nothing to hasten his reappearance. We did nothing to be part of his movement. Everyone else, our friends, our colleagues, individuals we knew, the Imam greets them and welcomes them and honors them and praises them and tells them, I'm pleased with you because you helped my mission in my absence. Would we like to be that person who watches as everyone else is awarded that honor and glory by the Imam for being part of his mission, is entrusted with great things, while we are there bowing our heads in shame? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill his mission. That's a promise. The question is, will we be part of it or not?
General Soleimani's legacy, unifying the resistance against imperialism and hegemony. General Soleimani played a major transnational role across borders and sectarian lines to unite the resistance movements in the region, to enable them to confront the vicious plans of the America, Zionist and Saudi regimes to divide and control the countries of the region. Second, for his extraordinary role in assisting the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah, who was at war with the Israeli occupation of South Lebanon and was able to liberate the South in the May of 2000. He continued to assist through the 2006 Israeli aggression against Lebanon until his assassination. The third is General Soleimani's role in promoting the Palestinian resistance in the Gaza Strip without any factional or sectarian discrimination. Fourth, General Soleimani played a great military role in the Joint Operation Room against ISIS through the 10 years of terrorist war against Syria. Fifth, General Soleimani also played a great role in assisting the Iraqi resistance movement, regardless of their religious or political backgrounds. The general was a man of ethics, principles, and passion, an exceptional military general with strategic thinking and diplomatic skills. He was assassinated while he was on a diplomatic mission.
سنحرق جميعا. أمريكا ونزلزل أركان المشهد نقسم يا قاسم لن نهدأ صاروخ النار على المرصد وسنحرق جيشك أمريكا ونزلزل أركان المشهد.
Ethical characteristics of martyr Qasem Soleimani. Soleimani's actions in the region were not limited to the fight against ISIS, and there were many other examples of his activities in previous years. All of these made him an international inter-ethnic figure for the people of the region who were under the attack of ISIS. His assassination in Iraq provoked the reaction of many non-Muslim personalities, and Christians mourned for him in their churches. His assassination sparked widespread protests in various countries and even in the United States. Meanwhile, the mainstream media has always tried to portray Qasem Soleimani as being a supporter of terrorism and a threat to world security. But what the people of the region understood with their heart and soul was his tolerant spirit, which went past differences in religion and ethnic origin, as well as his relentless efforts to fight ISIS and restore security to the region. General Qasem Soleimani was the realization of this worldview toward humanity. He successfully managed to unite people of different races and ethnicities around a single goal, which was fighting for the security of a region filled with different religions, races, and ethnicities.
Now is the time for us to think and ponder and reevaluate ourselves. What are we doing with our lives? What are we doing for the sake of Islam? The likes of Shahid Qasem Soleimani and Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, they gave the absolute sacrifice for the sake of Islam. They have something to show the Imam of their time in their record. Do we have something to show him? It's time that we look within ourselves and think very, very carefully about what we're really doing in our lives, the decisions that we are making. How are we spending our youth? Which career paths are we choosing? What are we choosing to invest the biggest capital that we have, which is our own time and lives, into? Which path are we following? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala present in any of our decisions? Is what the leadership has asked of us present in any of our decisions? These great shuhada, they did their part in carrying the load that was given to them by the leadership. Will we do our part? The movement of Al-Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salam has already started, and many, many sincere individuals are working towards realizing that final victory. What am I doing? What are you doing? Are we going to be left behind? This shahada is a wake-up call for all of us. Alhamdulillah, we're feeling this emotion and this passion and this love and this anger. These are fantastic emotions. These are heavenly feelings. But it's not enough to only feel, dear brothers and sisters. What are we going to make of these feelings? Now that these feelings have somewhat subsided, now is the real test. What am I going to do? What are you going to do for the movement of Islam, for Islam to progress and flourish? Whether we like it or not, we are currently playing some kind of role regarding the movement of truth. That could be a role in which we are helping further this movement. It could be a role in which we are stopping this movement from progressing. And let us not forget that history has taught us that the majority of individuals who slowed down the movement of truth and became barriers in the path of truth were not individuals who themselves opposed the movement of truth openly. Rather, they were individuals who failed to do as they were required at the time they were required to do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are truly loyal and of service and of use to Islam, to the Imam of our time, and to the leadership, inshallah.
bless him and accept our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of this great general, General Qasem Soleimani. That was the end of our program. Till then, fi amanillah.
أخو سلمان ونريده أمان المذهب بيده لأن من الله تسديده سليماني
سليماني
شفنا النصر بعيونه جمعهم ما يردونه راعبهم ينادونه سليماني
سليماني
رجل مشهود العزم بارود قال النصر للشيعة للشيعة زمان يصيح شكل الضريح رصاص مدلق يطيعه يطيعه